When most of us think about Disney and Pixar movies, we can't really think of anything in them that might be considered inappropriate. That isn't always the case. In fact, there have been a ton of times over the years that these kids' movies have actually been censored for audiences all across the world.
Lilo and Stitch. A lot of people on social media were confused by an edit on Disney Plus for the 2002 film Lilo and Stitch. In the original scene, Lilo goes to hide from her sister Nani. Nani goes to look in the laundry room. She realizes that Lilo was in the tumble dryer. Soon after, Nani gets hold of Lilo. Yet the edited version changes the hiding place. Now, instead of the dryer, Lilo is inside a cupboard and hidden by an old pizza box. The reason for the change is Disney doesn't want kids to replicate what they see in the film. Dryers are known for being a bit of a hazard. Instead of changing anything, it would have made sense if Disney just added a disclaimer at the start of the film.
Adventures in Babysitting. 1987's Adventures in Babysitting is a cult classic. Yet, one of the most memorable lines was changed during a later censorship. In one scene, we see the kids being threatened with a knife by the cliché-named gang Lords of Hell. The angry leader of the group states, "Don't fool with the Lords of Hell," which is a weird sentence. Chris, played by Elizabeth Shue, then says the same phrase, only with babysitter replacing the gang name. In the cinematic release, instead of saying fool, they said a word that rhymes with duck. Apparently, that was okay. Well, the more kid-friendly TV version used in broadcasts became a necessary addition because the F-word was not considered family-friendly for TV.
Onward, a film about two teenage elves who go on a quest to find their father, has been in the news for a few reasons lately. The first reason was good news. The movie is the first ever Disney Pixar movie to feature an openly LGBTQ+ character, Spectre, a Cyclops police officer who actually makes a reference to her girlfriend. We're including it because the information recently surfaced that the character is being censored in Russia, with the line about Spectre's girlfriend being removed completely. Russia has long been known for its harsh treatment of the LGBTQ+ community, and political leaders in the country are no stranger to censoring movies and TV shows that try to broach the subject.
Abominable. People everywhere were surprised to learn that the adorable movie Abominable, about a teenage girl from Shanghai named Yi who finds an abominable snowman on her roof who embarks on a journey to reunite him with his family, had been banned in certain Southeast Asian countries like Vietnam, the Philippines, and Malaysia. It turns out it wasn't because of any of the movie's themes were particularly offensive. But one moment depicted something that has long caused a lot of tension between China and the Southeast region. At one point in Abominable, Yi pulls out a map on which something called the 9-line was depicted. For those who don't know, this series of dashes is a long fought-over demarcation line that China established, claiming a large part of the South China Sea as its territory. It is widely believed that this claim violates a handful of maritime laws as well as the UN Convention laws of the sea.
Mulan. Disney's live-action Mulan has had a long, hard road to the big screen since the idea was originally pitched in 2015. This new movie is going to be a more faithful retelling of the incredibly treasured Chinese fable, which sadly for some means that it won't feature Mushu, the great stone dragon, or Li Shang, the dreamy love interest of Mulan from the Disney version. Instead, Mulan's new romantic love interest is Chen Honghui. But it might not deliver the same level of romance that American audiences are used to. When a version of the film was screening for Chinese studio executives, they asked that Disney remove a kiss scene between Mulan and Chen Honghui. Disney agreed, and Mulan will be released worldwide with no kiss.
Aladdin. Censorship of Disney movies has gone back a really long time, with one incident in 1993's Aladdin that everyone who was around then still remembers. You could argue that there are quite a few things in Aladdin that might be offensive to those of Arab descent. Some have taken issue with the exaggerated stereotypes of everyone except Jasmine and Aladdin, but the real controversy came with a couple of lyrics from the opening song Arabian Nights. Originally, the song featured these lyrics: "Where they cut off your ear, if they don't like your face, it's barbaric, but hey, it's home." Understandably, some members of the Arab community took issue with that line, and the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee requested that the lyric be changed. The songwriters agreed, and it was changed to "Where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense." They left in the whole barbaric thing, but, you know, baby steps.